Welcome to Go When God Calls podcast. You're a Christian, especially a young Christian, searching for purpose and direction in your life, then you're in the right place. Join me as we discover the awesome plans that God has for us through inspiring stories and interviews with others who have stepped out in faith. We will learn about the amazing things that can happen when we listen to God's call. So if you're ready to be encouraged and inspired, then let's go. Welcome to Go When God Calls podcast. I'm your host, Angie Wheeler-Sabia, and I'm so glad you joined me today.
Nearly 2 years ago, small town Haley Bazile packed her car and moved across the country to answer the call of God. Since uprooting her life, she has helped plant a church in Seattle, Washington. Now she works in full-time ministry, primarily serving with the marketing team as a graphic designer. She hopes to inspire people like you to confidently step into what God is inviting you into.
So hi, Haley. Welcome to Go When God Calls podcast. Thank you so much for coming on today. How are you doing?
Hi, Angie. I'm doing really good.
I am so grateful today that you have decided to be here with us and talk about your journey and how you heard God and decided to pack up and leave Texas and go to Seattle.
Okay. Well, then jumping right into it. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. God has brought me on, there's no other word for it except for journey, which is kind of ironic because the name of the church that I'm a part of is called The Journey.
Wow.
And when I first heard it, Angie, the name, I thought that's such a cheesy name for a church. God knew what he was doing.
Yes.
So this journey for me actually started when I was a child. God specifically put the PNW on my heart. I was probably 5 or 6. And at the time I didn't realize what he was doing, but I can look back and I can see very distinct memories where God was drawing me to the PNW. And specifically, my mom had this really fancy coffee table book that was about North America. And it was full of beautiful images mostly from the national parks. And I was fascinated with it. And specifically, I would spend hours poring over the images of the redwoods, the sequoias, the waterfalls, and these forests full of ferns. At the time, I didn't realize that that was the PNW. I just saw those images and was like, I have to see those one day.
Wow.
And then fast forward a few years, I am on a trip in New Zealand and I'm a part of this media group. We're doing projects in New Zealand, photography, video. And then we have this capstone project in Fiji. Through this project and this group, I'm introduced to how to use media for ministry missions. At that point in my life, a passion to use the gifts that I've been given for ministry, God placed that in me. And on that trip, I specifically felt God really drop in my spirit that I would be leaving family behind and to be ready when he told me to go. I was like, okay, God, let's go. I'm ready. And my timeline and God's timeline were a little bit different at that point. I wasn't done with college, really had no experience or skills to offer the mission field. And so in that, I felt that call to go. And in pursuit of that, I pursued different ministry opportunities, some short-term ministry or international missions. But when long-term opportunities would come up, I never had a peace about it. And so then eventually it got put to the back burner. I would occasionally daydream about moving to the PNW. I would look at jobs, and then when it would come time to apply for jobs, I didn't have a peace. So that got put on the back burner as well. And just the course of living my life, I ended up moving to Austin, and I'm there, and it's time for me to renew my lease, and God tells me to go back home.
Wow.
And in moving to Austin, I'm questioning. I'm like, well, maybe the go God put in my heart was just to move to a different city in Texas. Maybe I misunderstood.
Maybe.
So
maybe
I'm
not.
There. I'm there. My lease needs to be renewed. I'm planning on renewing it. I love Austin. Had zero plans at that point to leave. And then God, like, put it on my heart to move back home. So I'm like, God, like, I don't understand, but like, I'll walk in obedience. So I move back home. And like, in asking God, I'm like, why did you have me move like back to Tyler, Texas? And he told me two things. He told me that the year 2020 would be a good year to be with family and that he was preparing me. And like, that was it. I'm like, preparing me for what? But like, he didn't give me anything else. I'm like, okay. So I go back home, and that year was just it was a really, really sweet year with family. All my siblings were in Texas for much of that year. And so it was a very unique period, and very, very sweet. And then like in my own like quiet time with God, and just not just quiet time, like it overflowed into the rest of my life. God put a burden on my heart for the lost. I specifically became like my heart was wrecked for specifically for people in the PNW who were like living their lives. They think they know the truth. They think they're living like a good life and like they're lost and like they're in a battle for their souls and they're not even aware. And like God just absolutely wrecked my heart, had me start like praying for them. And I just felt like I felt an urgency that people needed to hear the gospel. But then I'm like, God, like I'm in Tyler, Texas. Like, do you want me to start sharing more on social media? Like, I don't know what you want me to do. So then like it just so that translated just to like a lot of like conversations with God and just prayer. And then one evening I walk into church and there's a couple who I had previously met through a mutual friend, but they had moved to Seattle to start a church. I'm like, what are they doing back in Tyler? Like, they moved a couple years ago. Well, they're there to give a message and share about like what they're doing in Seattle. And they give a really short spiel. Like, I know them both well enough. At that point, I knew that they could have like presented and sold it, but they undersold it if they did anything, Angie.
Wow.
And but like when they came to the end of it, they told us that we could partner with them in three ways. We could join with them through prayer. And they said that was like most importantly, if you don't do anything else, please keep us in your prayers. Two, can financially support us. Or three, you can go and join the team. When they said go, it's like the word go like resonated like a bell, like deep within my spirit. And I sent a text to myself in that moment because I didn't want doubt to creep in later. And I sent a text to myself saying, I think God just told me to move to Seattle. So that was a start.
That is amazing. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm kind of laughing a little bit because when God called me to come to Mozambique, well, at the time I didn't know it was Mozambique, but it was not the same, but similar to what you're talking about. And I'm laughing at the part on the lease for the apartment because I had this nice apartment and I kind of threw out a fleece and I said, okay, God, if you're really wanting me to go onto the mission field, then they're going to allow me to pay month to month instead of sign a new lease. And I'm thinking,
Wow.
they'll never let me pay month to month. So I'm going to ask because it's not going to happen. And they did. And then I went, what? So it's so funny to me that we go through these different steps that God is calling us to go, but then it's baby steps. It's not all of it at
Yes.
once because we can't handle it. But the cool part of
Right.
listening to that is the obedience. Okay, God, I don't understand, but I'm willing to go. Okay, God, I'll go back to Tyler, Texas. I don't know why you want me there, but okay, I thought I was going. You know, I was prophesied over years ago that I was going to leave Texas and go to the nations. And I thought, hey, that person has lost their mind. And, you know, I've not been to the nations, but now with what God is calling me to do with this podcast, maybe I am going to go to the nations. We don't know what He's got in store, but it's the obedience
that I'm hearing, that I'm loving, because it's not easy to say, okay, God, I'll go. You love the Lord and you're going and you're ready and you say yes. But then there's all these emotions, and there's leaving family and going to another state. Even though it's America, it's still completely different than what you grew up with. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So initially I was like really excited, but what actually intimidated me the most was the cost of living more than like tripled compared to like what I was paying for in Texas. Yes. In Texas, I was able to live very economically, like below the average, my cost of living. And so when I moved to Seattle, like that for me, it personally tripled.
Wow.
So, and looking for a home, I felt like the Israelites, when they looked into the land of that God had given them, they saw the giants and the Philistines. And like, I felt that. And like, that scripture came to mind. And I felt like God was telling me, like, who are you going to be? Are you going to be a Joshua and a Caleb, or are you going to be like the other spies? I'm like, okay, God, well, you called, like, you have to provide.
That's it.
And through the team, he provided two housemates, and they did the legwork, found a place for us to live, which was a huge blessing. I would jump on a Marco Polo with them, and they would like tour the house for me. But really, like, I trusted them to find the right place. And then a very good friend of mine was very gracious and like helped me move to Seattle, or helped me like with the actual drive. And so like, I packed my car up to the brim. Like, I could not fit anything else. I had the most important things to me were my books, my plants, and my dog, and they fit. And I left pretty much everything else. I had clothes, but like everything else I left behind. And so I was restarting. The first night that I'm here, like, we pull into my driveway, like we're driving to the city, we pull into the driveway, and I get a sense that like I'm home in a way that is different than East Texas. Like, I love Texas.
Uh-huh. I do too.
I am a Texas girl through and through.
Me too.
But like, I just immediately had a sense of home, and that like I belong here, specifically because God has called me here. And so that was like, just like a really, really sweet moment. And then culturally, it's different in that being a Christian, I'm definitely in the minority here. But so far, it's been my experience. Like, it comes up in conversation very quickly. People will ask, well, like, what brought you to Seattle? And that's an immediately conversation starter into, oh, I'm here to help start a church. And like, immediate conversation to bring Jesus into the conversation. And people are very, very not receptive, polite. Generally, like, people, especially who become like my friends, they're generally amazed that I would leave like a good life to come here to start a church. And so to them, that shows like a deep level of conviction and commitment, and they admire that. Even though at this point they don't believe in Christ, it provides like a gateway for me to have a conversation with them.
That's awesome.
And then culturally, it's not as warm and cozy as the South is. I had to like adjust to that. People don't have like an innate politeness. Hospitality looks completely different here. A lot of like, just hospitality that I have, like just like in socially, I had to kind of like, that expectation had to die. Otherwise, because if I kept on keeping that expectation, it would then like become like a judgment that I used to like measure people by, and can't keep that going.
Things have to die.
Yes. So a lot of dying to self. But like, I'm still in the U.S. So culturally, there's still a lot of similarities. And the hardest part has been being long distance from family. I had traveled before, so like, knew that would be a part of it, but I wasn't expecting that particular part to be as hard as it was.
Well, when you travel and you leave the country, it's a different kind of, I'm so far away from my family, but thinking, hey, I'm just a, you know, few states away. But it's not really the case, because your day-to-day, and like you said, your home, because that's just another confirmation from God that you're on the right path. It happened to me too. Africa is home. So it's just that confirmation. So you don't expect it, but it is normal. Even if you are in the USA. It is normal. One of the things that I want to address right there, ask you about, is you've been on short-term mission trips out of the country. And now, see, a lot of people, you know, have this idea that being a missionary or doing missions or church planting is another country. But that's not really the case, in my opinion. Now, we all have our opinions, so I might be wrong. But, you know, God calls us to fulfill his vision. It doesn't really matter where. You're still a missionary, right? Because you're doing what God called you to do. And we're all called. And so you're stateside and you're not in another country, but you're still doing missions. So having your experience in short-term missions and now being in full-time ministry, can you kind of talk to me about the difference? Because you have been out of the country and you have done world missions, but this is different. It doesn't mean it's not mission field or God, it is. It's just different. So I want to encourage young Christians that God might be calling you to the world. He might be calling you to plant a church in Seattle. You know, it's about obedience and listening to God. So if you can share just a little bit about what your feelings are on that.
Yeah. So initially, when God called me, I had the full expectation that I would be overseas. And I had no
love travel.
Yes. Yes, I love travel. I love experiencing different cultures. I love seeing what God is doing in the different nations. All those are deep loves that I have. And so it just made sense. I am in Angie. I grew up listening to stories of you in Mozambique.
I know.
And I'm following Angie's footsteps.
Yay!
And I was not expecting God to call me to a church plant, at all until that moment that he told me to go. It was that ability to obey when my expectations were different came down to relationship with God. And through that relationship, I have trust with God, and then obedience, especially in that particular moment, it was him inviting me into what he's doing. And this is a way I can partner with him. And then, but even before that, God had stirred my heart. I had been on a trip to Central America, and I came home with the sense that God was asking me to serve locally. There's people here in your hometown that need to hear about me. And so I got involved in a couple different ministries. One I served for an entire year while I worked a full-time job outside the ministry.
Wow.
And then I got involved in another ministry that was serving kids in the foster care.
Yes.
And that was specifically just in my summers, but it was a way that I could, once I transitioned out of the ministry, I could still work and then give of my time in the summer to this camp for foster care kids. And I was serving my community locally. Again, that was God asked me to do that, and me stepping out in obedience. It was amazing. One of my favorite experiences I've ever had in my life. That period, those summers were just amazing. But then Angie also, when God called me back to my hometown after living in Austin, he's one of the reasons was I was helping take care of my grandmother, who was in the early stages of dementia.
That. Yeah.
So, and when I was praying about it, God, I'm the granddaughter, but you're asking me to move back and be a caretaker, and I'm willing, but this wasn't in my plans. This wasn't in my expectations. I've never felt called to be a caretaker, but my obedience to do that is just as important to God as my obedience to step out and go. And so whatever God has, like you said, those little steps moment by moment, us walking out in obedience is honoring and glorifying him. And it's just as important to him as the big ask.
Absolutely. Because I know you and I know what you've been through, and this is a hard one, but when you were talking about going home for that year, because we do not know God's plans. We don't know. We don't aren't promised tomorrow. But because you walk in God's direction and honor and obedience, one of the things you gained was extra time with Bracey.
Yes.
I just hear that the obedience of God telling you to go back to Tyler for that year to be with family
was more than you could have ever imagined. Even if it was just taking care of your grandmother, it was time with your siblings and your parents and your brother before he was taken to be with Jesus. And I know that you were able to get on a plane and go home, but it's still a hard one because then afterwards you got to go back and you still got to leave family again, but now it's harder. You know, I want our listeners to hear that sometimes we have to deal with loss, even though we're a long way off.
Like in processing my year, like specifically like that year as a gift, that extra time I had with Bracey, like he would come over and we would sit on the back hill of my grandma's house and like we would just talk and chat for hours. He would pop in, I was working from home, and he would pop into my bedroom, plop on the bed and say, "Haley, when will you be done? Let's go do something." And so I just had a lot of amazing quality time with him that year that I wouldn't have had if I had lived in Austin. I would have seen him on the weekends, but then they would have been rushed visits. It wouldn't have been the same of our lives just like intermingling. And it was just a really, really sweet time. And Angie, like when, so because Anna and the kids were back for a visit and like they left about the same. And then Audrey and Matt were visiting because they were travel nursing. So like, yeah, everyone was home for a good chunk. And then like, as we slowly like started dispersing, Bracey moved to Colorado. About a month later, I moved to Seattle. Like as that was happening, like I felt in my spirit that like in a small way, God was preparing me for like what was ahead. But like in my spirit, I felt like things would never be
like that time, like they were.
Yeah. And I didn't understand like what, like just the full impact of what Holy Spirit was telling me. But like, in looking back, I can see his kindness and like how he was with me, which then like was a source of comfort when I was alone in Seattle.
Yes.
And like to be like transparent and like honest, being apart from family, like while I was grieving, made it really hard to obey God. Like I never doubted that God had called me to Seattle. Like that ground was never shaken. I knew he had called me. He'd confirmed it. So for me to deliberately like leave Seattle would have been like an act of disobedience.
Right.
And so I was very angry at God. Like, why do you have me in Seattle when I'm hurting so much, when my family's hurting so much and I can't be there for them?
God can handle that. He knows us. He created us.
Yes.
It's okay. I'm right here. You can be angry.
Yes.
And
yes.
So you were still obedient. You weren't shaken. And that is just so precious. That is a relationship with God and a honesty and a trustworthiness you have with God that he knows he can trust you. And he knows he can depend on you. I am here to urge and inspire people to go when God calls them to go in whatever he has them to do. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
No, not at all. But like it's not easy, but like through like in my anger, like that, just that rawness and that honest, like I was honest with God in a way I'd never been honest or never had to be honest. And so like, and from that, like being honest, like with God, like it actually deepened my relationship with God.
Amen.
And like he was with me like every step of the way. Like I felt his presence. I couldn't get away from his presence. Like I felt his presence constantly. I felt his comfort. Like in my anger, I would sometimes like harden my heart, like refuse his comfort, but like he was patient. He was kind. He was persistent. Never forcing himself, but like always there for me.
Amen.
And so like through that, like I had like my faith in God, like seeing how he was there for me, seeing how he met me in my pain and in my anger. Like it deepened my faith in him. Amen. Ultimately.
Amen. Amen and amen. Now I want to kind of talk about how you were there. You helped start the church. The church didn't really have a place to meet at first, but then now you have a building and an official church. But now you've kind of shifted.
Yes.
You're doing graphic design.
Yes.
What you're doing. And that is what you trained to do. And now you're doing that. So at one point we were talking about fundraising and what that was going to look like for you. And then you kind of opted maybe not yet. And so can you just talk a little bit about how God has taken your giftings and now you're using it for the church and what all that looks like?
Yes. So like we get here and like we had a season of like just preparation as a team, which was like a really sweet season. We got to really grow, get to know each other as a team. And then we got the building and we started like meeting regularly, getting into the rhythms of like of church.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I was a part of that. Then as a graphic designer, I was creating all the signage, just like any print media and digital media. I've been creating for the church. like going into the launch, it was, I was doing that full time. Now post launch, there's not as much need for the graphics. There are still some like monthly needs that we have. And so like, I'm still doing that, but I now have more time to pour into like building relationships with people here.
Awesome.
So like, it's not like an official role, but when God put it on my heart to come, like I was talking to him and asked him, like, God, like, what's my role? Like, I wasn't planning on being a church plant. Like, why are you having me go? And he's told me, like, Haley, go and build relationships. So like, that's part of my like unofficial role. But like, I think as Christians, like we should be doing that wherever we're at.
Yes.
And not like, that's not unique to the mission field per se, but like as Christians, we should be building relationships with non-believers so that our lives are a testimony and so that we have opportunity to share through relationship Jesus with them. And then also some of my roles, I'm involved in the children's ministry.
That's awesome.
they're a lot of fun. The kids are, and our children's director, like, she's amazing. She'll take these just like biblical concepts and she breaks them down in a way that the kids can understand. And the kids are just little sponges, and it's the sweetest thing to hear them like sing a song that about the theme that we were teaching them in class.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, so I help with children's church, and then just like the ins and outs, like everyone on the team is serving in multiple roles.
Wow.
So this is unglamorous, but I help clean the church because it has to be done. That's we could pay someone to do it, but we're a small team. We have a tight budget. It's a better use for us to do it ourselves. So like, we clean the church, and like taking care of the building that God gave us, like it's part of being a good steward.
Yes.
I'm part of like small things like being on the greeting team, like functions of the church that small things that we are doing, like being faithful with, that's actually like building a church, showing up every Sunday, helping set up, helping tear down. I'm a part of the prayer team. So going early, doing prayer walks around the church, meeting once a month with the prayer team. I'm not once a month, once a week. And like, we believe in saturating the ground with prayer. Like,
amen.
We know this is, we are not like, yes, God has called us to start this church, but like, he's the one building it. Like it is in his power and his strength alone. Prayer is the easiest way to partner with God and one of the most impactful.
So my heart is for the younger generation. I would love to see them get excited about the Lord and what he's, you know, going to call them to or has called them to. It could be for anyone. He can use us if we're willing. But what is something you would say to them, to anyone listening, that you feel could be encouraging and might be as simple as what you heard from the Lord? You know, they said you can help us by going. And you're like, okay, I'm sending a text to myself. God just told me to go to Seattle. You know, something that you feel in your spirit, in your heart, that you want to encourage somebody else.
Yeah, really, like my ability to obey, like obedience is, it talks about in Romans 12 that like to present your bodies as living sacrifice, because this is your true worship. And I'm paraphrasing, but like that presenting our bodies, like it's actually an act of like obedience, like submitting our will, submitting our entire being and surrendering to God. And like seeing that obedience is like an overflow of relationship and like an overflow of worship is like what gave me the faith to step out in obedience. And like it came from relationship with God. So like, I would encourage listeners to like pursue God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And like, he will meet you there and he will show you step by step. Don't get stuck in your head by like thinking you need to have the whole picture, because you'll get that whole picture and it will look nothing like that.
Absolutely.
But like through that relationship, you then can hear him in those step by step. And he is faithful to guide. He is faithful to lead us step by step.
Amen. So Haley, how can anyone listening, how can they help you? Are you fundraising? Are you freelancing with your talents as a graphic designer? And what can they do to help your ministry planning this church?
Prayer is the most important. Like I could not be here if it wasn't for the prayers of others. And so like, I seriously, people praying for me would make a huge impact. Just praying for me when I come to mind. If Seattle comes to mind, pray for Seattle. I'm believing and hoping for for like a complete transformation of for Seattle. So praying for that for Seattle. Specifically, I am raising support, but currently I'm in this like in-between stage. I'm applying for like missionary status through ministry organization. Okay. And through them, I'll have a way for people to like then have a safe way to process payment.
Okay.
They're reviewing my application currently, like this week. They've been calling my references.
Okay.
So I don't have that set up for myself personally. It's in the works.
When you do, you can let me know and I can still tag it.
Okay, great. I can do that then. Thank you, Angie.
You're welcome. And as far as the church, are you accepting, like, let's say somebody feels called to come to Seattle and help. Is that something that you guys are willing to receive?
Absolutely. We would love people who are gospel minded, love Jesus to come and join like the team. Like there's a lot of work to be done. we have holes in our team. If you have talent of any kind, skill of any kind, even if you just simply have the heart to serve and the heart to love
that's
people.
The best. Like,
yep. I mean, that's a willing heart. That's all what God's asking. So if a listener feels that God is calling them to Seattle, they can find more about the church at our website.
Okay, can you
or
tell
social
us
media.
The website?
It's thejourneyseattle.com. So again, thejourneyseattle.com.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you so much. And I also want to say, I am so proud of you. Now, for all of you who are listening, I know Haley, she is my cousin, but I've just watched her grow up into this beautiful, beautiful woman of God. And I am so proud and so thankful. And some of this today, I didn't even know. And I'm so excited to have heard and be a part of listening to your journey and going when God calls. So thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you, Angie. God bless.